Believe it or not, an article about AI bots got me thinking about temptation.
Welcome to the podcast with your host, Craig T. Owens. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at craigtowens.com.
The article was about some researchers at the University of Zurich who programmed AI bots to look for vulnerabilities in people's arguments for their particular stance. They targeted people who had been posting on Reddit, and they programmed these bots to say, what are some blind spots? What are some chinks in the armor? What are some maybe some gaps in their logic that might convince them that their stance is not correct? And the surprising thing is how successful these AI bots were. They began to pose as people posting comments and questions and counter arguments. And most of the people that began to read those began to soften on their stance, if not completely reverse their position. Now, they had no idea that they were participating in this experiment, which makes it highly questionable if somebody were to come in up front and tell you, I want to try to convince you that your viewpoint is wrong. But I want you to think about it this way. Is that what the devil would do? Would the devil show up to tempt you and say, I want to convince you that my way is the right way and the way that you've been believing is the wrong way? All the way back at the beginning, the very first human beings, Adam and Eve, that's how the devil began to tempt them. He began with questions to get them to doubt. Did God really say that? Do you think that that's fair, that God would have all of these trees that he would give you to eat from, except for that one tree? What are you missing out on? Oh, I know what it probably is. Probably God knows that if you eat of this tree, here's what's going to happen. That was his temptation, just like those AI bots. He just began to worm his way in there, and it worked. They gave into the temptation. They ate from the fruit of the tree that they weren't supposed to do. Satan tried the same tactic against Jesus. When Jesus was praying and fasting in the wilderness, Satan began to say, Jesus, does it really sound like a good idea that you go through all of this turmoil, all of this pain of Calvary and the cross and crucifixion when I can give you everything that you want right now without you having to go through this? With Jesus, those arguments didn't work. But there's an interesting phrase that's recorded that says this, that after the devil was done tempting Jesus, he left him for a more opportune time. Peter says it this way. He says, we need to watch out for our adversary who prowls around like a lion. That lion that's looking for a chink in the armor, a gap in the wall, a blind spot, a place that we're not paying attention to so that he can attack there. Now, I think there's a couple of dangers. I think one danger for us is thinking that we are invulnerable and we would never give in to those arguments. We have thought this through. We know exactly what we believe and how strongly we can stand on those beliefs. And there isn't any argument or any temptation that would cause us to lose grip with that. That is a danger. I think the other danger is really the opposite extreme, where we're saying, oh, I hope I don't ever get tempted here because I don't know if I could stand up under the pressure. There is a healthy tension, a place that we need to be that is safe. And I think that the Apostle James identifies it when he says this. He says to submit yourself to God. And then the next phrase is resist the devil and he will flee from you. See, what James is really saying is you can't resist the devil in your own strength, in your own ability. That's that kind of thinking I'm invulnerable. I'll never give in to this. But he says, if you submit yourself to God first, then you'll be in a safe place, a strong place, to be able to resist the temptation that is going to come your way, and you'll be able to defeat the adversary. You see, Jesus won against the battle of temptation exactly the opposite way that Adam and Eve lost. Adam and Eve didn't really believe God's promises that this tree that he had for them was reserved for something far better, and it was more eternal and lasting. Jesus, on the other hand, believed his Father. He believed that the word and the promise that had come to him was one that was true. And that's why the writer of Hebrews says that even going through the turmoil of the cross, the way that Jesus persevered and didn't even give in to the temptation at that moment was for the joy that he saw on the other side. He trusted that his Father had a far better plan, a far better way, and he believed that promise. So friends, listen, don't ever think that you are invulnerable to attack, but don't walk around either wringing your hands, looking over your shoulder, checking behind every rock to see if the devil is there waiting to pounce on you. You can walk in a humbly confident way by first submitting yourself to God. Get into his word, know the word, pray the word, think the word, speak the word, just like Jesus did. When you submit to God, then you'll be able to resist the devil and watch him flee from you.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now. To order, go to craigtowens.com.